happened. It's been approved.
We're back, guys.
We're back for another episode. This is...
Episode 2, thank you.
That's it. We're finally here. It's official. We're here to stay at least for a year. Until the season gets renewed for the next one. We're here at least the season.
I'm certain season 1 will do well.
Let's hope so. And of course, when you see the clips, then of course you will have to agree that's
We're cooking as we speak.
Enough brain rot for one episode already.
Fair play.
So yeah, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tanura. I'm joined by my co-host, Coach Farhan. And welcome to MDX Unplugged, Unfiltered, Unscripted University Life. Now, I'm actually excited because this one, we actually have a guest. The third chair is not empty.
Third chair's not empty, and I don't think you'll have to say some grieving news at this time.
Okay. I didn't mean to frame it as if she was dead. It just happened.
Okay.
All right, so now we'll just cut straight to it. Our guest this time is a student, so she's entering her third year of studies, I believe, or is
yeah,
it like
third year, yeah.
Third year of studies with us. She is a dancer. She's also an athlete. But more importantly, she doesn't know how to quit when it comes to extending all of her talents into victories, basically.
I think we should make a movie called Multi-Talented. Maybe.
Stretch. Anyways.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be saying that.
You should stretch before this.
Okay. I never said I was that good of an athlete, but still. Okay. All right. So without further introduction, let's please give a warm round of applause for Sarah.
Bye, guys.
Of course, the hoodie that she's flexing happens. Why don't you show us the back? Show us the back of the hoodie. Come on. Of course. Classic. Coming to store soon. When?
Whenever it gets approved.
It's going to be the running joke.
We should just have one entire episode of both of us talking about the term approvals at this point.
Agreed.
But yeah, of course, we're not just joined by Sarah. We do have Josh in the back as well. So thank you once again, Josh, for joining us and keeping us alive and going well. So Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Quite excited for the weekend, actually, to be fair.
Of course.
So me and Tanura are going on like a short trip.
I'm going on the literal definition of a short trip. You're actually going as a tourist for this.
A tourist on a trip to Qatar for Travis Scott.
Ooh.
See, this is my Coldplay, guys. I don't care about others, but this is my Coldplay. I'm ready. The minute to say the Qatar, I don't care. I'm going to Qatar.
The minute you see the fireworks shoot and him screaming, that's you. But now
I'm sure I'm going to lose my voice. I'm going to be tired, but I don't care. Once in a lifetime, let's get it.
Yeah, how you are at Coldplay for me, I'm going to be at Travis for you.
GG's.
But no, mine was Eminem. I already experienced that, so I'm living. But yeah, so this is your first time. I think this is your first time being part of something like this, right?
Yeah.
So what do you... You know both of us very well. What are you expecting out of this? I want to find out what she's thinking.
Fair play, yeah. She was just like out of the blue moon, like, okay, are you free for a podcast? Let's go. That's about it. That's the only thing we're trying to like get her into the episode.
No, for me, I feel like this is more of like a yap session. Just keep yapping.
What do you want to yap about?
Yeah, come on.
Okay, so what do you exactly want to yap about?
Yeah, you've got a few things.
Because you have loads to yap about, to be fair.
We can talk about anything. Dancing, sports. Failed,
yeah.
Degree attempts.
Okay. What do y'all want to yap about? I'm down to yap about anything.
I mean, if it was up to me, unfortunately, I cannot bring up the topic here yet. It's still too early on the global sphere to be discussing certain topics.
What are you on?
I can't say it again because it's too early to be discussing things on a global perspective. But I think the best thing to talk about is a recent inter-university competition.
The big, you know, it's a very small tournament.
Yeah, nothing
very
much.
Very small competition called Jushin. Like, I just name dropped it just like that.
Yeah, but we're not going to even sugarcoat. There's no point trying not to hide references because we can try and hide.
I mean, it is the biggest sports. Sorry, not sports. I mean, like,
no, it is
cultural,
the biggest
social.
Inter-uni
yeah.
competition that happens in the UAE. So,
even if some people want to argue about its size, you can definitely say it's the most well known.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
When you
leave it out,
even if you're in high school and you're about to start thinking about university and you plan to leave the country, you still know what Jushin
yeah.
is at the very minimum.
They've done quite well when it comes to marketing the event for so many years. I mean, it was just like it's a platform for music, dance, and even fashion as well. But
yeah.
what I love about it's not just like a university thing, so it's open to public as well. So that's the reason
yeah.
why you get like loads of crowd for this.
You got like. Companies coming and setting up food stalls, and they even have proper higher level DJs.
Absolutely, they bring in like really big guests, DJing, and like food stalls.
Yeah.
So many
DJ
things.
Jeff, no, this year.
Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. So one of the big
That's
ones.
Crazy. That's insane.
Yeah, But anyways, I guess the thing.
Well, forget all that.
Let's be realistic. We've just been marketing Josh and Annette for free just now. We're doing Vince Pilani's job.
Okay, fine.
You know what to do. I think you and I both know what we gotta address ASAP. Yeah.
Forget all the other categories. Let's talk about the main one. Dance. This is the one thing in the Josh I'm quite like always watch every single year, because you know what, it's quite entertaining to watch the group dance, not the solos, duets, and like really not really too into it, but the Western group, Eastern to a certain extent, of course, but
such an extent is why.
Yeah, I'm just being honest, it's unfiltered and unscripted.
Unnecessary plug again.
So I think you're one of the core members of the dance, or like the main, like the starting five or something, as they say in dance. So tell us, how was the prep? How was it this year? What do you feel?
So this year, we also decided not to have a choreographer.
Ooh, drama.
That's like having a team without a coach, more or less.
Yeah. So it's kind of, it's a little difficult in that sense, because we don't have an authority figure to like follow. And we started our prep within the core team in like end of Jan-ish. And since then, like our core team, we've been having choreo sessions almost every week. Not every day of the week, but like every alternate day of the week.
I can attest that it was very consistent.
It was very consistent.
I kept seeing them like practicing early in the morning to like the
being here, like we're in admissions, we're doing campus tours. The one room we could rarely show was the dance room, because there was always a practice session or a choreography session going
absolutely.
On.
Yeah. But like, I think by the time I reach Jushin, I kind of like know all the music at that point. I was like, I keep hearing it from the gym.
Oh, here we go, guys.
The gym is like right next to the
gym. Yeah, the gym is right next to the dance room. I keep hearing all the music.
Like, 7 out of the 8 months of the academic semester, you have to play music for the gym, and there's just this 1 month where you don't have to do that.
You know what's the best part of the middle section? What? We have live performances on the right side, and on the left side you have dance performances. So that's a selling point of
section. You have constant music till 9 p.m. and you're basically saving energy because you're not using the TVs.
At this point, I don't really use the television as well, or speaker, nothing, because on the right and left you have two entertainment spectrums.
You know, we're framing it like it's a good thing, but at the same time we're just causing so much noise pollution. We're just opening the door for freaking econ laws to come in and attack us.
Regarding Jushin, so what are your competition, or like what are the thoughts after? What do you think? Do you feel like, do you guys deserve the position you guys got? Or
just Mike, because she looks very interested to answer this question.
Very
technical difficulties, guys.
This is a blank screen over there as well.
Ah, fair enough.
No worries, all good.
Do y'all want to know our thoughts before Jushin or after?
Yeah, I would say before and after. You have like an idea. It's just like,
do not listen. Like we said, unfiltered.
It's unfiltered. Like, don't worry.
Go for it.
We're not holding anything against you.
Yeah, that's in the contract you're gonna sign later.
Okay.
But yeah, starting Jushin, we find out a certain university has a specific choreographer, who used to be our mentor, 2 years ago, my first year in uni. He's amazing. He's a really great choreographer. So that was like our pushing point, where we're like, oh my God, like there's no way. Like, we need to step up our game for this year. And the thing is, certain university kept posting videos and stories flexing that, oh, this is our choreographer.
And it kind
of like, you know, like got us really scared, and we're like, oh my God, like what?
Like, I feel like it kind of got into everyone's head in the team. Like, don't get me wrong.
It really did.
It definitely did. Because it was quite evident from the way they were marketing the whole...
Yeah.
It's a great thing. It's like me going coaching some other track team. Yeah. So that'll be like a big, oh no, what's going to happen?
It's for Han.
Yes. Oh no.
Yeah, no, but I understand, like, they did get to you when it comes to the marketing and getting into the head. So mental game is all.
People would think like, oh, uni games is just like, oh, it's like in high school, just go for another comp. No. Thing is, in UAE University specifically, everyone does get up to a point where they know each other.
It was impressive. It was very impressive. But yes, go on. Sorry, continue.
Yeah. And then Wattfest happened. Now, Wattfest, we went there for the vibes, me and a few friends. And Batspa, Manipal, and Harriet were performing for Wattfest.
There were only three teams.
Only three. only three for dance.
That's wild.
So we were bummed out. We're like, we expected kind of more performances. Yeah.
But wait, Wattfest happened like about a month before Joshin, right? Okay, I guess timing
like
kind
of. Month and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing with most uni competitions. Timing, yeah, you got to set it very early on.
Not the best.
I've also heard that Middlesex does not perform for Wattfest either, so... I think it's more of like, because Joshin is right there and Wattfest is right there, we'd rather focus more on the main
bigger
event.
Picture, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Like, here's the thing as well, like, don't get me wrong, Wattfest, if you include the sports and everything as well, it's growing, right? Like, you cannot deny it's a strong building competition, but I'm going to predict at least 2 to 3 more years until it's at that same peak of bits, because people know
that Joshin... Are you talking about Wattfest or sports?
I guess both of them combined in a way. Like, no, because, okay, hear me out, right? Just hear me out on this. Joshin is already a household name in terms of, like, when you reach your AS and A levels in high school, even then, even if you're looking to go abroad, you'd know about it, right?
Yeah.
Sports, we can agree, the boom happened, like, just a few years ago, and it's growing at a very rapid pace.
Yeah, even Bits Sports Fest, yeah. I mean, regardless of whatever opinions everybody has, mm-hmm. but it's the biggest one. It's bigger yeah. than so many tournaments. Probably the biggest one, because you can rack in, like... 20 universities and whatnot. So.
Without even question, you just announced the date. You announced that it's happening for another season. You got your registration.
Yeah. Registration. It's a big event, but yeah, it makes sense. Sorry, continue.
Sorry.
Noise.
This is our personal lore coming into play now.
But yes, but you're the guest.
No. Wattfest happened, and a few of us were a little disappointed because mm-hmm. we expected a little more from Harriet, considering that they have an amazing choreographer. I think they kind of did, like, their own choreography as well in that performance. But, yeah, no, there was a lot of crowd hype. The song choices that they had were insane. It was a full Kendrick Lamar playlist going on.
I mean, it's Western, it's hip-hop. So
yeah, and...
It kind of works, I guess.
We thought that Harriet would win for What Cup? What Fest?
What? Yeah, same
but
thing, yeah.
Manipal got first again for the second time in a row. So,
they're cooking
yeah.
their own brace.
Oh, that's a kick in the blue.
No, they got first last year as well for Wattfest.
Oh, really?
So
okay, never mind.
Yeah, okay. 2 years in a row. That's crazy. What else? Now, after Joshin, during the performances, obviously we were eager to see what Harriet has to offer.
Oh, yeah, because you would technically get an idea between those universities or yeah. competition.
So, like... During Wattfest, we kind of saw, like, okay, this is what they're doing. But obviously, this is not exactly what they're going to be doing or showcasing during Joshin, right? But it gave us, like, a sort of idea of what they might try to pull off. If that makes sense.
No, right? It does. Like, at the end of the day, any competition is a learning experience for a team to find out who they're going to be competing against.
Exactly. So, yeah. We find out that Harriet is supposed to be performing first. And then we're number 6. And then I think Manipal was after us. And now we got excited, yeah? We're like, oh my God, we want to see Harriet's performance. We want to, like, see what they're doing. But they showed up late. So, yeah, I think...
I mean, there's two ways to blame it, but for devil's advocate purposes, we'll just say traffic in Dubai.
Traffic's really bad in Dubai.
Yeah. It has gotten much worse now.
Imagine Aria, we literally live on the other side of it.
Literally.
But yeah, we got done with our performance. Then we sat down. Now we're watching Harriet perform. Our minds were blown. They genuinely pulled off that performance. Whatever they did was insane. Especially like the Fiend transition. I don't know if y'all remember the mask coming down. That was insane. We were all screaming on the side.
I feel like when it comes to cosplaying, their outfits were like
their costume was insane. It was
pretty good. Like I was like, okay, from cosplay's perspective, I was like, oh, this is Assassin's Creed. Yo.
2 or 3 students definitely went to Comic-Con to do their research.
Literally.
You can just think like, okay, we're students of Harriet, what can we please get details of your design? No, but like, you can't deny it.
Yeah, fair enough. But personally, I just feel like, apart from that Fiend transition, it was fine, I guess. Like, I feel like the team they have, the design they had did not like hit the hype. And plus, again, who's behind the scenes? So there's so much instinct. But I feel like, you know what? It's not bad. It's okay. I mean, it's quite entertaining. That's more or less like, nothing. Not much of a wow factor in it.
I mean, like you guys, I'll say this. Compared to the three of us over here, you obviously being the dancer, you understand this. You're a person that understands cosplay as well as how to work with the audience. For me, I'm like the noob of this thing. I just come in. If I see this, like if it catches my eye, it catches my eye. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Yeah. And I won't deny. For me, Harriet did catch my eye. It was one of those performances.
I think when they started performing, you kind of caught it. But then it just kind of fizzled out, unfortunately. But that's how it is. Fair enough.
But that's talking about Harriet. Yeah. I think the main thing I want to know, you want to know, they want to know, everyone you definitely know, is the Middlesex performance. I can comfortably say I've seen at least a minimum 3 weeks of your guys' preparation. And I will be frank, it was impressive the amount of work you guys put in. And that's just choreo. But I want to know your opinion, because at the end of the day, you were the artist behind the performance. Only you would know whether you met your expectation or not. So what did you think?
No, we definitely did. Like, we pulled off that performance. My only fear that really made me, like, stress out was that first stunt that we did.
All right.
That first stunt.
Yeah, whose idea was that? Did we get Emmanuel's approval for that?
I feel like that first stunt is, like, even I was worried, because I was, like, kind of behind the scenes trying to help them out, like, how do we work this? Because then at one point, biomechanics came into play. I said, okay, for her, how do we do this?
This, for the record, everyone, this was not your average dance stunt. This was Sarah, by the way.
It required, like, core strength, leg work, like, everything. Like, you need whole body strength for
it. Imagine being on a stage. That's all a stage already elevated 6 feet.
Concrete stage, by the way.
Fine. That's a very important point. A concrete stage elevated 6 feet on the shoulders of another 6-foot individual. And the opening set before anything else is a free fall dive.
But they executed it perfectly, I would say. That was like, yes, they did it. I'm so good.
Like, everyone lost their minds.
No, I could hear it in the videos. The people screaming is insane.
I'm going to confidently say this, is that across all universities that performed, that brought in students to, like, cheer them on, and this is going to sound like a bad thing, but it's not. We definitely were one of the few people that had a bit of a back pit, because unfortunately, due to the timing of Joshin, it was heavy assignments and heavy written examination period. But that entire crowd, you got people from RIT, from Basketball, from BITS. Every university student, not Middlesex, was punching the bag that we were cooking it.
I feel like Middlesex's performance, I think the best way to describe it in movie terms is, it's an A24 performance.
Of course.
I'll tell you why A24, because...
Listen, you have to stop with this A24.
No, it's good, but
you gotta stop with A24.
No, no, it deserves all the praise and recognition it gets. It's...
Can you at least use a production house that everyone would know?
I'm sure A24 is now a household name. Now everybody knows what A24 is. For sure.
Okay, I'll defend it.
Is A24 the horror movie?
Yeah, they kind of make so many horror movies, thrillers. They kind of give a lot of leeway to filmmakers. So all the original ideas and movies, they kind of like make.
But for those that don't know A24, the best way to describe Middlesex and Joshin is the hype of Endgame and meeting the hype.
Fair play. I think that's much more easy.
We always manage to meet the hype. If not, exceed the expectation.
Because the main common criticism what they got for Middlesex is like, it did not meet the expectation. But that's for the more of like the new perspective, as he says.
Yeah,
but like,
that would be my time.
But for someone like me, when I saw it, I was like, if the moves are polished, it's clean, it's quiet. So it may not be grand with the stunts. Because so many of the universities, they were so hell-bent on the production and the stunts. Whereas the main thing, the choreo, was not like, maybe not as polished as it is, but that's probably the reason why we got the position where it was. Because everything is clean, I can see it. And one thing I love about Middlesex so much is the team is basically, they kind of stuck with the theme, like the Western theme. And that was the best.
Yeah.
Western theme, and it's a hardcore.
Here we go. Sarah's got enough personal grudges against us.
Because again, it was a proper hip hop
theme,
and it stuck with the Western itself. And it was, you know what? They played fair game over there. And the third position, I was like, what is going on here?
I want to just confirm one thing with Sarah, because she's been doing Joshin for 3 years for dances. What is Western music?
We really want to know Western music is.
We love Western. We believe Travis Scott, Eminem,
Weeknd.
That's Western.
See, Western music... Again, you guys are on the right track, right? Western choreography. On the other hand, hip-hop is definitely Western, right? That's no doubt.
Absolutely.
People often misjudge contemporary as an Eastern dance, but it honestly can be in both.
It can be in both. It's something
it could be in both.
Especially with duets and all, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Bollywood, in my opinion, deserves Eastern, not Western.
Without a doubt. Like, I mean, I would be the...
Because it's bizarre that...
I mean, here's the thing. The only argument I have that they're separate is you go to Spotify. I'll do it right now. You type Western. You're not going to find anything that's not English and to a degree Spanish music. That's the furthest.
If you put Hanuman Kanak, you know what? Fair play. But like, if you're putting like Bollywood music for Western categories, it's like, I'm very confused. How does the criteria go?
No, because a lot of universities this year did so many Bollywood songs. So many. Like,
I feel like they do this because you have a crowd control, because I'm sure one of the aspects is crowd control.
Yeah.
And I understand the crowd setting is mainly, well, Indians, so that's what they want to like cater to that demographic. That's probably the reason why, but like it's not
fair. Here's the thing though, if anything, I think the two universities that's proven this wrong is us, Middlesex, and Harriet Watt. Because you can you make the thing that you have to control the crowd, right? But then if there's two universities that really stuck to what I guess our three definition of Western is, was those two universities, and they proved that, you know, you don't have to stick to it. You can get the crowd hype without having to, you know, switch around or basically play the blurred line.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was very weird. The first and third position, they completely played like Bollywood music, and I was very confused. Am I watching the right category? Or I'm very confused.
Did I really show up on time? What's the schedule?
Like, the costume designs are good. Like, they all fit the theme of Western. That kind of makes sense. But, like, they keep playing it. I was like, does it really qualify to the Western category of winning first and third? That's what the big question mark comes in over there.
No, see, like, I could say the same about a theme as well. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Hanuman. The theme itself sounds Eastern, not Western. Like, I don't know how you'd westernize a Hindu god. Like, if that makes sense.
I mean, Dev Patel did make Monkey Man.
There you go.
He did make Monkey Man.
But sticking to
that, right? Western-wise, overall at the end, what was that final thought?
Because what was your final thought of the positions? Do you think you guys were deserving of the runner-up position? Or do you feel like... above, below, like what?
What was realistically objective final?
Like, as an artist, what do you really see?
No, so for us, genuinely, again, because of that fear, we thought we would get second and Harriet would get first. That was our mindset, right? Mm. But again, like, obviously, we were trying our best to aim for first place. Like, no, there's no way, like, you set your mind to getting second and that's it, right? Everyone aims to get that first place trophy or medal or whatever. But yeah, when we were standing on the grass area waiting like for them to announce the winners, third place was Amity.
Yeah.
Second place, we were us. All praying. We're like, not Middlesex, but then they call our name out. And we're like, okay, it's fine. You know what? We did our best. Fine, whatever. So in our mind, now when they say first place, it's going to be either Harriet or Bits or Wollongong with their cancer theme?
I mean, there was a lot. I mean, I don't really remember the themes much because, to be frank, they were very all-powerful themes that they kept on.
Yeah.
No, because even I heard that Wollongong's...
so I feel like with most of the teams had, like, a structured theme. Like, even if whether if it's good or bad, according to the perspective, they all had, like, a theme. But, yeah, but Wollongong's one of the universities kind of, like, stuck with that Western theme.
Why do I feel like the way that she was leading up to announcing who won first is a bit... very questionable.
No. I feel like if you're just looking performance-wise, I would have to agree. But it comes to the criteria on, like, is this fair? Like, is this how it's going to be done? How you're going to judge or whatever you call it?
There is something I need to announce to you guys, by the way.
Tell me.
So, obviously, Manipal came first.
Sure.
Right? They won in terms of having more energy than us.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Energy and charisma, all right.
Fair enough. But how many points do you think they won with?
I don't know.
What? How many? Okay, how much is it scored out of? And how many? How much is it scored out of? As a rough idea.
What the point difference is?
I'd probably like 2 or 3 points, I would say. Because considering again, the fact that the main thing is choreography, I would say.
Again, I'm a noob. I can't comment on this. This is like asking a cricket fan to go and comment on the ethics of golf. It doesn't work like that. I probably should refrain.
Well, we lost by 0.5 points.
Oh, well.
0.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, unfiltered university. Like, you're getting all the cool tea over here.
Cool. Wait, point. Okay, I'm
point
sorry.
0.5.
No, 0.5 points.
I'm not a person that usually uses decimals in scoring, but, like, how in.
I can't do that for movie ratings, though.
Yeah, movie ratings is one thing, but. Okay, I'm sorry. I was there. I know I'm a noob, but I'm going to say it. How was there a 0.5 difference?
As I said, like, so the grading system for Jushin is obviously choreography, expressions. So it's costumes, okay. Stage presence.
So
all that.
Okay, then, okay, we get all this. No, but the last important question this dance is, do you think Jushin's rigged? Because this is going to be the biggest question.
No,
everybody,
no.
Every year, everybody
Ladies
asks
Ladies and gentlemen, I would formally like to announce a trigger warning for the following content. Please understand all statements made
It's just a personal opinion. What do you feel? Like, every year, is it rigged or is it some years?
Because
it's a very debated topic. It's the most debated topic among all the students in the university over here. Is it rigged?
Yeah. Because
I have my personal opinion.
I really feel like this is the perfect time to adjust it because... I'm going to say that from the new perspective, in my opinion, there's no 0.5 margin. And if the 0.5 margin is the case, then as a biased response, maybe it should have been a different result. So, yeah, what do you think? Was it? Is it?
This year, definitely, I would say it is rigged.
You heard that, guys?
I'm going to walk up before you cancel.
It's probably the final episode.
No, this year, it's definitely rigged. I would say, depending on the judges as well, like, some years, like, last year, I would say, was not rigged.
Okay.
The year before that, I don't think...
Because you guys won last year, that's why.
Maybe.
Biased opinion.
Biased opinion.
I mean, no, but yeah. Okay, so last year and the year before, fair enough.
Yeah.
Then this year's one.
This year, I would say it is rigged. Because, again, trigger warning, guys. Yes. The thing is...
I would love to see Herit Bot's reaction to this.
Yeah.
No, like... obviously, the judges... play a big role in choosing whoever wins, right? Now, if the judge is very close friends with the choreographer of certain universities, obviously they're more inclined to, you know, like their performance more, right? And again, trigger warning again, just repeating, sorry guys.
It's like a whole approval thing again.
No, we might as well. I keep going, don't worry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because the judges this year, they were very close friends with Manipal's choreographer to the point where he would repost their stories saying congratulations.
So we started the episode, we're not name dropping.
Not name dropping anything.
You can bleep it. It's fine. You can bleep it.
Yeah, we will.
But yeah, no, reposting the stories is a little
task
crazy
for me now. So editing this, but it's gonna be okay.
I mean, if that's the perspective, fair. Because again, I'm coming at this again from the non-dancer, the non. Competitive perspective, right? There is no such thing a 0.5 difference for that competition specifically. I will admit it as a viewer. I will put aside whatever the faults of any of the other teams were, but 0.5 is not the margin. If that is the case, the margin should have been like 5 or 6 whole points, not something that is so blurred.
We want to do basketball.
Timing, right?
Short. How many minutes do we have? Okay, we'll... Yeah, no worries.
That's right.
Okay.
I guess that being said... Let's be frank. I think when we started this, I don't think we were going to bring that part up, but fair enough.
Fair enough.
Speaking of rigged competitions, and I'm excited for this one. Knockouts and tables are a friendly name, but once you design them, they're meant to blame.
Okay.
Here we go.
So, sports. So, tell me about your experience with the two teams you're currently in.
Fun fact, by the way, before you start. Sarah actually won the Outstanding Contributions Award for 2 plus sports, athletics and basketball.
Exactly.
So,
I've been in the basketball team for Middlesex for the past
three years.
Yeah. And the athletics team I joined this year after Farhan asked, like, you know, why
Farhan
don't you?
Ask guys.
But yeah, it's a pretty good experience. I enjoyed athletics a lot this year. I not ran on the track for the past few years.
Since school, if I'm not mistaken.
Since school. I think since 10th or 11th grade, I've not ran on the track. So it was good to be back. Basketball, I've been playing consistently for years now. So that was my first priority, was to join the basketball team when I came to Middlesex.
But hey, now you're doing 2 sports. So
sports.
The 2 sports, lovely. I think the main question would this be the final question?
It probably would be.
Okay, let me go for this final question.
Because let's be realistic, we kind of addressed a lot more than we were planning to, especially on the topic
absolutely
of fashion.
No, it's more content. Just saying, more content, more reels, more engagement, guys. This is how marketing works over here. Final question. So I think we all know what UA Uni Games is.
Says it so nonchalantly, but please.
No. Do you think that the women's basketball team will go further than what they've done this year, which is the quarterfinals, of course, but yeah.
No, for sure. Because again,
she started with no. I was like, wait.
I was like, hey, bro.
Okay. The thing is, this year it was a very new aspect to us, right? It was completely out of the blue as well. No one expected this. So
Don't worry. We are as shocked as the students are. Don't worry about it. It's not like we were cooking something in the back. No, none of
it was our first time going against like many of these universities as well. Like, for example, we've never gone against AUD. We've never seen AUD playing in any inter-uni competitions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. UOS, we've played against them once. We kind of had like...
So more or less a government university.
Yes.
That's the first time
with them.
The first time exposure. Quite interesting.
So we didn't know what to expect as well.
Well, we'll find out now. The second season, like second...
It's been confirmed renewal, right?
Yeah, it's confirmed for renewal. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing loads of details. Now it all depends. Time will tell what's going to be happening.
I wonder where you're going with this.
I'm not going anywhere with it. I mean, I'm not even allowed even to talk about it until they say it's confirmed. Mm-hmm. But that's probably a conversation which mainly sports directors will have. But again, this it's going to be crucial for the federation, I would say, because...
I will say this, though, because... And you guys, you more than her, of course, you can correct me on this one wrong, that this is the first... I think the only thing we've had at the state or the national level as the inter-university competition was BID Sports Fest in the past.
Yeah, so BID Sports Fest, it's not like a federation.
It's not, but that's the closest thing we got.
But that's the highest one because in terms of marketing, in terms of coverage, that is the most one. But
and now that we have
this is a proper sports federation, like, what do you say?
Only thing, I'll be frank, the only fear factor for me, I'm coming now from the perspective as a participant, as a sportsman or sportswoman, as you might say, is how much time will that take off of what us as a university are trying to build? Because the thing is, at the national level, it's good, right? Like, it's amazing. But this could affect sports development if unis want to build their own, like us. It's not the... Like, here, we can... I'm just saying, that is a genuine fear for me. I do not want the stuff that we're doing, we're building, like Relay Night. The absolute concept that you created of that is brilliant. Mm-hmm. Those type of stuff, that's just the fear that's like growing in me.
It makes sense. Again, the first edition had its... It was a great initiative, great step, big step by the country, but now the second edition is what's going to want to make or break the whole thing.
Yeah.
A lot of conversations are going to come up. So the next couple of months are going to be crucial for the sports department, just in general, mm-hmm. how it's going to turn up with all the universities. We all have our mixed feelings about it.
Yeah.
But the one thing we all unanimously agree is, yes, it is a great initiative, but things can be done much better.
But I guess, I think now, I know I said yours will be the final question, but one question just popped into my mind, if you guys don't mind me asking to you, is, to you, you're the student, we're done. Our jobs are just to like, you know, from his perspective, it's to coach you. From my perspective, it's to get
in. We're the status now, but continue.
You're a dual athlete. And now that, like that question of that conversation coming up is, do you think there's ever going to come a point where you might believe in sacrificing one of the sports? If it comes down... I know it's a very deep question, but like, you gotta address it, because at the end of the day, people listening to this, if they're a student that wants to join us and they do 2-3 sports, this is a conversation that's going to come up now.
No, definitely. The thing is, again, my main priority has always been basketball, right? So if there comes a point where I need to choose athletics.
I want you to stare right at him, right to your coach when you say this.
He knows this.
Listen, the thing is, if ever I take athletes from different sport, I make sure they don't miss their main sport. So don't worry about it. I'm not like, I need them for that. But so even if there's some certain stakes, I'll make like plan A, B, C, D.
So when the conversation comes.
Again, like, I would choose basketball.
I was quite flexible with it this season as well. If she had to like compete and go for training right after. So done all. I've allowed her to go for all the flexibility stuff, so don't worry about it.
No, it's not that, but it's like, it's a different perspective. Like, I would...
Because even between dance or basketball, everyone knows this, I would always choose basketball over dance as well. Like, that's my main priority. Except this year, I kind of prioritized dance a little more than basketball, but yeah.
I guess with that being said, I think this is a bit of a longer one. I think that's the end of this episode. Thank you so much, Sarah, for being our first official student guest.
Honored.
Honored.
Are we going to bring her back? No, I don't think we can bring her. Just...
We'll see. Maybe season two, who knows?
But yeah, thank you so much. And once again, thank you to the man behind the camera, Josh, for all his amazing work. And we'll see you for the next episode of MDX Unplugged, Unfiltered, Unscripted University Life.